Good evening, everyone. I'm Terry Snyder. I am AARP State President. With 87,000 members, AARP is the largest membership organization in the state. AARP is nonpartisan. It does not have a PAC, a political action committee. It does not endorse candidates. Our primary goal here tonight is about education. We work to educate our members and the general public about candidates' position on issues of concerns of older Americans and families. Listen to what the candidates have to say, and then you decide who to vote for. Tonight, Ken Osterkamp, our state director for AARP, it will be doing the moderating. Mark Kelsey with the Frontiersman has what everybody else in the Valley has. He's got the Valley cred here, so he won't be with us tonight. So I'll turn it over to Ken right now, and he will be your moderator for this particular forum.
So thank you all for coming. I might hold this up a little bit. You've never encountered this problem before, have you? Either of you are not microphone height. I want to welcome everybody here. This is the candidate forum for Assembly Seat 6. It's time to introduce the candidates. Please welcome, in alphabetical order, Barbara Doty and Bob Doyle. A quick review of the rules of the road for this event. Candidates, you'll have 2 minutes for your opening statement and 1 minute for a closing statement. You'll have 1 minute to answer each question. Chris, our timer, will hold up a yellow sign when you have 10 seconds left, and a red sign plus ring a bell when your time is up. People in the audience, you are invited, encouraged to ask questions. Write them on the card. Please write legibly. We've already gotten one. It only took me about 3 minutes to decipher. It's a good question. I'd hate to miss one because I can't read it, and we'll be moving quickly at that point in the program. So write legibly, hold up your card, and we have some folks around the room who will see it and pick it up and bring it up. So there was a coin toss prior to the start of tonight's event. And Bob Doyle will make his opening statement first, and the order will be reversed for the closing statement. So I think we're ready to start. As a reminder, you have 2 minutes.
Okay. Thank you. My name is Bob Doyle. I'm a candidate for Assembly District 6. I've lived in the same district for the past 33 years, where we raised my family. With my wife, Karen, we just celebrated our 40th anniversary this year. We have 4 grandchildren, and they're the blessings of my life right now. So. We came to Alaska in 1968. My dad started the community YMCA in Anchorage. My dad passed away about 15 years ago as the director of the Food Bank of Alaska. My mom's still alive. She was a pioneer flight instructor in the state of Alaska. I'm proud of my mom. She shot a polar bear, 10.5-foot polar bear in 1969. She was definitely a pioneer and a woman to be admired. She's still alive. She's 86, lives in Peters Creek. My mother and father-in-law also, in terms of being older Americans, he served in World War II. Ted and Dee came up and homesteaded in Anchorage, right across from Service High School in the 1940s. He had International Building Supply for over 25 years, and they're still alive. We spent a lot of time taking care of Karen's mom and dad, and my mom as well, especially after she broke her hip twice in the last couple of years. There's been a lot of medical issues and a lot of work there. So I understand the needs of our senior citizens for housing and independent living and the support that they need. They deserve our support, they deserve our work. And I just hope that I can treat my children and my grandchildren the way we were treated by my parents and my grandparents. So thank you for your vote and your consideration. If you live in District 6, I'll be seeing you.
Thank you. My name is Barbara Doty. I'm a family physician and have been in MATSU since 1985, when I came back to Alaska, having been a WAMI student, to be a third-year medical student with Carolyn and George Brown, back when they were one of the few resources medically in the community. I finished my training, came back, established myself in a practice with Kathy Baldwin Johnson, and met and married an Alaskan sourdough who grew up on a homestead in Sterling, John Eshelman. And we proceeded to raise our 4 children that all through went through the public school system here. I've came to the Valley because I loved it here. I still love it here, and I enjoy what we do. John and I helped build Wolf Lake Airport as part of a project of his general construction company. And so I have a fair amount of business background, but I've also spent a lot of my time taking care of all ages and stages of life and have some patients still in the Pioneer Home in their 90s. And understand what some of the issues are we're struggling with right now, especially with senior care in the community. We have a burgeoning population of baby boomers. We have a big shortage from a healthcare point of view of availability of resources. And I'm working at the borough after my appointment 4 months ago to try to build some of those resources, to look at skilled nursing facilities, to look at palliative care, to look at trying to create the resources we need for a vibrant senior community. And I think we have all of the makings to do that. So I really look forward to the opportunity to work together to build resources for a community that would be long-lasting. My big focus has been to look at the UMed district. Can we get the medical community and the education community to work together for all ages? And I think there's great opportunity there.
Thank you. So we'll get right to our issue questions. Our first one is about the budget. Budget pressures are increasing, both for the state and the borough. We will need to make some crucial decisions by doing more with less. How would you prioritize services you believe the borough should be providing? Since Mr. Doyle was the first to make an opening statement, we'll start question one with Ms. Doty.
Thank you. The budget's tough. It's going to get tougher, and we all know that state monies are not going to be easy in the future, including federal monies as well. And we need to live within our budget. We've had a great opportunity with our capital development and our road improvements over the last 5 years. I think now there's some time to consolidate. We still have some chances to partner with economic development opportunities to finish some of the projects that we've started. The most critical of the big projects, I think, that really should be finished is the rail spur, because that will allow us to open up the port. I think that that's a place to focus in terms of the economic development. But there's a lot of other things that we can complete, trying to attach the roads so that they actually go through. So that people can get to work and get home safely. So schools, critical. We need to focus on schools and make sure we maintain our high-quality schools. Public safety and health, I think, is really important. And third, we really need to look at our road system and infrastructure so that that is transportation system works well from one end to the other.
Thank you. Mr. Doyle?
Yeah, I think spending is a critical concern. I think that we need to be able to say no. I think as the years that I've handled multi-million dollar budgets in the school district, it'll be helpful. Two-thirds of the borough's budget goes to the school district, and I think I know ways that we can save money and not sacrifice our core mission. While I was there, we privatized our custodial workforce to make sure we could spend an extra $2 million in the classroom. Those things are important to take a look at non-essential services and try and prioritize them and see if we can accomplish the same task in a more efficient way. I think one of the things we could look at between the borough and the school district is in a management audit to see what kind of duplication of services there are in administrative overhead, such as payroll. Why does everybody have to have a payroll department? Do they have to both have purchasing departments? Do they both have to have personnel departments? Or can one department do both the tasks for both groups? I also think that as you take a look down the road, we're just going to have to say no to things like Medicaid expansion and some of the other commitments that we're making that we can't afford long term.
I'm going to ask you both to expand a little bit on your answers to that question. For the services you believe should be provided, where should the money come from? Should it include new or increased taxes and fees? Mr. Doyle, we'll start with you. You have 1 minute. And also, would you mind just picking up the microphone just to, so we're picking you up in the back? Thanks.
You hear me now? Anyway, I think that this year there was a proposed budget by the borough manager. It came in. It was just based on new assessed valuations with no increase to the property tax. I would have taken that as a starting point and look at things we could cut. One of the areas I'd start is start at the top. I don't think we need to spend $300,000 on seven members of the assembly. I think you start there and you send a message on down through the system that we can do things differently and we can do things when times are tough in a different manner. I think you also take a look at the powers that we've been given in the borough and those that the voters approved and in what order. I think education is a much higher order than, for example, Parks and Recreation, which was one of the last powers that were added. We don't have health powers, and I think we need to take a look at those things and prioritize where our money can be spent and spent wisely. So I think that answers the question, sir.
Thank you. Ms. Doty, your answer?
So the budget process was an interesting one this time, and I think it will be much more challenging the next round. It's very important that we respect the tax cap. I think we need to look at all of our sources of revenue and our sources of expenditure. And there are some opportunities to consolidate, but there's also some opportunities to look at what the return on investment is. We can't just be short-sighted and then 10 years down the road realize that we should have made an investment. So I think we need to be practical about how we're looking at things. I do not support just increasing the property taxes as the way to solve our issues. That does not make sense. We really need to look at our revenues and how we are spending things. In terms of addressing the expenses for the Borough Assembly, I certainly haven't spent any Borough Assembly money other than my time. And I think that's the biggest contribution that all the assembly makers make. So I think we've got a lot of work to do.
Thank you. Moving on to our next issue, housing and transportation. Alaska's senior population is increasing faster than any other state, and the Matsu population is increasing fastest, meaning the Matsu is one of the fastest aging places in the entire country. In the middle of this silver tsunami, trying to find affordable senior housing is a challenge for many low to middle income seniors. Our transportation system should also meet the needs of a growing senior population. If elected, what solutions would you propose for housing and transportation? And I believe we're starting with Ms. Doty. You have 1 minute.
Thank you. Transportation and housing, critical for our seniors, and being creative about how we create those opportunities and working with the existing housing authorities for the senior centers, I think is critical. I like the idea of bringing the senior centers together to be our experts. I think the AARP has been a very excellent resource in our community, and we have lots of opportunity. Transportation and looking at beefing up our mass transit system with a public-private partnership makes sense to me. I think that the housing resources have to be multifaceted, and we need to really have a good assessment of what our housing resources are in the community and where are they needed throughout the community. We don't need to be taking our skilled nursing facility resources for people that need that resource and shipping them all to Anchorage. We should bring those services home. It's an economic generator. It's a resource for our community, and we're short-shrifting ourselves by not having that here in our community.
Thank you, Mr. Doyle.
Both issues of transportation and housing, it needs to be safe and secure. Fortunately, both my mom and my mother-in-law and father-in-law are able to stay independent and be able to live. They're both still driving themselves around, so they require safe roads and well-lit roads. But they also require a lot of help and support at home. When my mom broke her hip 2 times, you know, it took a lot of work for us to put everything together, and the supporting system from the Senior Citizen Center in terms of Meals on Wheels, et cetera, are all things that help people stay independent. My dad died 15 years ago, and my mom won't leave her house. She wants to be in that house, and that's where she wants to be, and we need to allow that. I think our Pioneer Homes and the state program are good. We have the veterans programs, and we have the long-term Alaska residents in Anchorage. So those things are good, but we actually need really good, safe roads. The other day, my mother-in-law went downstairs, and their car windows had been broken in. Somebody had to go in and fix it. So they need to be safe and secure, both in housing and in transportation.
Thank you. So we're moving on to a lightning round, apparently, around health issues. We'd like some quick 15-second answers as to how you would approach some of the borough's top health challenges as identified in the 2013 Matsu Community Health Needs Assessment. So we're going to set the timer for 15 seconds, and we are going to start each of these with Mr. Doyle's answer and then yours. We'll start with alcohol and substance abuse. 15 seconds on what your top of mind thoughts are on dealing with alcohol and substance abuse in the Valley.
I did not support the marijuana initiative. I don't believe in recreational pot use. I grew up in Anchorage, and I saw the impact on family. I saw the impact on friends. I think we need to have support for a drug-free workplace and a drug-free schools, and I think it starts right there, what we do.
Thank you. I know that's fast. Pretend you're in front of a TV camera. Ms. Doty, your answer?
So alcohol and drug use, a big issue in our community, but we have great opportunities. Education's a big focus. We need to pull together and provide the resources we need to both educate our students so that they don't engage in drug use and alcohol and have a healthy system in the school district.
Okay, we're gonna reverse the order on this next three questions. Domestic violence and sexual assault. What are your views on dealing with that in the Valley? 15 seconds, starting with you, Ms. Doty.
So I support the SART program. I think that it's an excellent resource. We should not be shipping people that are domestic violence victims to Anchorage for assessment. I think that we should continue to provide education throughout the community about this at an early age and at all ages. Victims are not just female. They are not just children.
Thank you. And Mr. Doyle, on domestic violence and sexual assault, your views.
I went to school at East Anchorage with Kathy Baldwin. I believe in the programs that she's been working on. I believe we need to really take a look at the modeling that goes on at homes and the behaviors that are passed on from generation to generation. There should be a zero tolerance policy, and I don't think you should allow folks to repeat the offense.
Thank you. And the final question in the lightning round, what are your views on a smoke-free workplace law? And I believe we're starting with Mr. Doyle on this one.
I believe in the smoke-free workplace. I believe that the secondhand impacts of smoke are negative to our health, and the impact on the health of our employees long-term is critical. So we need to support that.
And Ms. Doty?
Yes, I support smoke-free workplace. I have watched the hospital go from a smoking hospital in the rooms to in the hospital to a smoke-free workplace. It's made all the difference in health. We can now have conversations about what the health consequences are of smoking, and I think it's important that we have those conversations.
Thank you. That's the end of our predetermined issue questions. Now we're going to move on to some questions from the audience. I've just got two up here, so if you have one, this is your chance. You've got the candidates right here in front of you. Write those down legibly and just hold it in the air, and one of our runners will grab it and bring it up. Our first question is for both candidates, and it is, considering Alaska's financial situation, are you for or against funding the Knik Arm Bridge, and why? I think we ended with you, so we'll start with you this time.
Okay.
Ms. Doty. Oh, we're back to 1 minute. Thank you.
1 minute, okay. So the Knik Arm Bridge eventually will be definitely needed for our community. When that happens depends upon funding and how we restructure the state funding system. We don't have that done yet. Obviously, we'll have to have partnership with federal dollars. The borough just passed a motion to look at what federal partnership dollars there might be to complete the Knik Arm Bridge. It's obviously something that we can't fund with our own individual money, and the state is going to be limited in the next several years. So we need to restructure, get our financial house in order in the state, and also look what kind of partners there can be before we can move forward with a successful plan for the Knik Arm Bridge.
Thank you. Mr. Doyle.
Yeah, I support the project, but I think our uncle is broke, $18 trillion in the hole, 40 cents on every dollar they're borrowing from other sources. I also believe the state's facing a $1.5 billion fiscal crisis to bring that revenues in line with their expenditures. And here in the borough, we're going to have to start sitting down and saying, we're not going to add spending and take it all the way to the cap every year just because we can. We're going to have to start doing things because we should do it, and we should lead out and teach our children and our grandchildren the important value of saying no once in a while.
Thank you. The next question, and this goes back to some remarks that I think both of you made early about expenditures on the assembly. It's specifically addressed to Bob Doyle, but we're going to have each of you answer it. You have said that the assembly has too many benefits. I assume that means health insurance. Don't you enjoy health insurance as a retired Matsu employee? Is it fair to deny others that type of insurance? So, and you can expand your remarks on benefits for the assembly.
I'd love to answer that question. Yes, I worked for the state of Alaska in school systems from Sitka to Anchorage to Matsu for 31 years, and I took the benefits that were offered at the time. I've said I want to waive those benefits for myself. I also wanted to waive any kind of health insurance benefits, and they said there's an ordinance. Oh, and we have to take it because the ordinance says everybody has to take the health insurance, which is over $20,000 per borough assembly person. I said I would like to say no. I don't think it should be shall. It should be may. It should be an option, and each individual member should have to say yes or no, and it should be public. And so those are ways I would say no. I already said that I would waive that retirement. I also said that I'd do it. Is it fair to other folks? That's why I think it should be not required. It shouldn't be required for, and it shouldn't be required to be limited. Each person should be able to make that decision for themselves, and it should be made public.
Thank you, Ms. Doty.
So the only benefit that I can see, other than the opportunity to share in decision making, which is a big benefit that I've benefit from, is health insurance, which I already have, and I was not offered the opportunity to decline it. It's an interesting question. I think something we could consider, but I do respect the fact that my fellow borough assembly members may not have other health insurance. They may wish to have that, and I think it's a small payment for the many, many hours of time and effort that people put into the job. So I think it's important to support our leadership. These are not paid positions. These are volunteer positions for people that are trying to do civic duty. And I think that's important. That is not where the biggest cuts could be made at the borough level. I think we could look at many other areas to see, are we being judicious in how we're using our IT? And are we using that in a way to optimize our spending at the borough level? Another opportunity that we're addressing actively right now.
Thank you. And now we'll start with you, Ms. Doty, for the next question for both candidates. What is your position on the waste treatment facility and how quickly the issue must be addressed?
Waste treatment is something that has long been pushed down the road. I think we have grown to the size of a community that needs to address our waste treatment responsibly, and we've not done that. I don't think that we've got a great system in Talkeetna, and we certainly are living on septic systems that are hauling our septic waste to Anchorage right now, and I don't think that that's a responsible way to care for our septic system overflow. So I do believe we need to deal with it. Is it the number one issue? It's in the top four. How you rank those depends upon the cost and what we need to do, and we're in the process of looking at that right now.
Thank you. Mr. Doyle?
I would say any time a community is the size of ours with 23,000 square miles and a borough population that's the fastest growing in the state, we need to start being responsible for our own situations, and that includes septic waste. It's just the same issue that the assembly bumped down the road and said, we're not going to allow generation of electricity in our borough. There's an include in the generation plan, and it's the only reason it's there is because of the assembly. We didn't have to build those transmission lines. If it had been put on the other side of Beluga, it would have been simple. We need to take care of our own solid waste the same way, with user fees that are fair and pay the full cost. They shouldn't be subsidized by tax bases. And so I would say, yes, septics should be there, should be in the valley, it should be paid by user fees, and it shouldn't be subsidized with property taxes.
Thank you. Another question for both candidates, and we'll start with you, Mr. Doyle. The Ketchikan case could remove the borough's obligation to fund schools. If the borough's obligation is removed, would you advocate the borough continue funding schools at the current level?
I think it's a responsibility of ours to educate the next generation, and I believe that my parents and grandparents paved the way for my education and paved the way for my life to be better than theirs in many, many ways, and I want to do the same thing for the next generation. So regardless of the law, there are responsibilities from one generation to the next, and that's a responsibility we face. Each individual district, whether it's Ketchikan, Mat-Su, or Anchorage, should make that decision. And I think that I would support that. I think it needs to be in the local decision-making realm. And it's just the same thing with Common Core. I don't believe on edicts from on high. I believe it should be done at a local control level, at the assembly and the school board level right here, to decide what we need to do for the children. And that's where the decision should be, not at the state level and not at the federal level.
Thank you, Ms. Doty.
Well, this is a topic I think we can both agree on. I strongly support fully funding the schools at the level that we have continued to, regardless of the outcome of the Ketchikan decision. Schools are our future. We have an excellent school system. It's very diversified. We are optimizing the resources that we have, both the physical structures as well as our educators, and we need to make sure that we invest in our educators long term. I think education is probably in the top two critical issues for us in the future, because if we don't invest in our future, we don't have a future. That's who's going to take care of our senior population, is our new up-and-coming trainees. We need those educational opportunities from all the way through, from pre-kindergarten all the way through to postgraduate education.
Thank you. The next question, and we'll start with you, Ms. Doty. I currently work here in Mat-Su. Why do I have to pay $80 to DMV for car registration that goes to Anchorage and not Mat-Su?
It's A good question. You live and work in Mat-Su, or you live in Mat-Su and work in Anchorage? I'd like to see more of our commuters actually live and work in the Valley, because that's our future. We shouldn't be having to compete for higher paying jobs in Anchorage. We should have those higher paying jobs here. It would solve the issue about commuting back and forth and where you pay your fees. Should the DMV be taxing us locally for that? The DMV is run through the state system. Does that go to the borough? Well, our current registration fees, there is a registration fee for the borough. It's one of the reasons why we passed the permanent registration for the older cars. It's an interesting question, but I think part of the issue is we have so much outsourcing of our employment of our citizens, and I'd like to see that come back home to the Valley, build economy that we can have good jobs here locally that will keep us from having to have commuters going 2 hours a day back and forth.
Thank you. Mr. Doyle?
I think that the taxes that are paid by borough residents should stay here in the borough. I do support the senior citizen tax limitations on property tax, the veterans tax exemption on property tax, those limitations, as well as the older vehicle exemption on eight-year-old vehicles. And I think that all those things should be kept in the district as best we can right here in the borough. The way that we're going to be able to build our economy in here is instead of building subdivisions with just a service residential homeowners kind of thing, we need to have the industrial tax base. The rail spur needs to be built to the port. We need to support LNG development out there, and we need to get these private sector folks like Westpac, REI, and Hillcorp to invest and leverage some of that railroad cost to get it off the back of the state and the borough. So, yes, all that money should stay here as best as possible.
Thank you. I have a question on veterans issues, and I have to admit it's a little hard for me to read, so I'm just going to ask a general question. What do you see the role of the Assembly being when it comes to veterans issues in the Valley? And we'll start with who just answered last. Start with you, Mr. Doyle.
Okay. Well, the tax exemption for veterans, I think, is a good one. I think that, I was just talking to folks, and we've got the veterans preference here for the Pioneer Home. But, I think we need to balance that up because we also have long-term Valley residents that have been here for 40 years that maybe not were a veteran, and they're having to go to the Anchorage Pioneer Home. So we need to sit down and sort some of that out, but we need to do more of it and get more involved with the state in terms of some of those decisions. So I support the veterans. If you take a look at my father-in-law coming back from World War II, they didn't really talk about the war. He hasn't even, at 89, he's never taken a veteran's benefit yet. I try and encourage him to, but he hasn't. I think every generation of veterans we need to sit down and talk to and be as respectful and supportive as we can, but their wishes are their wishes, and we need to follow their wishes.
Thank you. Ms. Doty, veterans issues in the Valley.
Veterans issues, I think that there's specifically a healthcare crisis right now for the veterans. Access to care, breadth of care, issues about transportation. Certainly we have a very large borough, and just driving from one end of the borough to the other to get those services I think are difficult. Some of those could be outsourced if we were to build a better infrastructure of primary care. And I think there's great opportunity for us to expand our primary care resources to accommodate both our seniors and our veterans and to be able to outsource some of that from the fixed veterans system. My partner has been one of the veterans physicians. We certainly have some healthcare needs in that area. I'm sure there are also housing and mental health in particular, a resource that has been unable to be accessed. So we certainly have some work to do with the veterans, and I'm open to hearing what those resources are that they're looking for. But I think we need to work together and have broader-based resources that veterans can also access.
Thank you. I think we're running up against our time. We have about 10 minutes before the next event starts, and I know we need to leave a little time for people to shift around. The mayor's forum will be in here starting at 6:45, is that correct? So 10 minutes from now. So let's move on to your final statements. You have 1 minute each to do those, and I'd ask you to lead off your closing statement with the one priority without which you'd consider your term on the Assembly a failure. So the one priority that's a must-do for your term if elected. And I believe we are starting with Ms. Doty. You have 1 minute for your closing statement.
Thank you. So I'm a forward-thinking person, and I like to see development that is reasonable and has good public opportunity for input, and that moves us forward from where we were at. And so I hope that at the end of my term, I will be seeing the changes that we've started to work on moving forward as a team. I'd like to see the borough working together and the borough assembly making deliberations that have public input and that have logical consequences for the community that are positive. Now, that's a very broad statement. One of the things I've looked at is the UMed district, and could we take our college system and our healthcare system and provide both new economic development in the healthcare arena and new educational opportunities so we can bring our students and kids back home to work in our communities in the future. We're losing our young people because they're not jobs for them, and I think that that's one of the things I'd like to see happen is create those jobs, those educational opportunities, so that they can then come home and spend their next 50, 60 years in the Valley and grow old together like we have.
Thank you. Mr. Doyle?
Yeah, for my two terms of serving on the MEA Board of Directors as an elected board member, one of our things was a laser focus. I was in the minority. We were only three members in the minority, but we still had a laser-like focus to carry forward the membership's wishes, which was to build a generation plan and to cut our ties to Chugach Electric. We accomplished that in less than in the 6 years I've been there. We have to have a laser-like focus again. There is only one item in my pocket that says it's a must-do, and it's the rail spur to the port. We need to develop an industry. We need to have an industrial tax base that benefited Kenai like Nikiski, like benefits Valdez like their terminal. Those kinds of things will give us the resources so that we don't have to squabble over what's left and have a mentality of scarcity. We can have a mentality of abundance. There'll be more for us when we have an industrial tax base like Nikiski.
Thank you very much. Can we get a round of applause for our two candidates? I want to personally thank both of you. I know running for public office is a thankless task on many levels, but we couldn't run our democracy without it. You both deserve our respect and our thanks for stepping forward. Thank you very much. And you are now free to roam. Please ask them your questions out in the lobby if you would. If I didn't get to your question, you can submit it to them out there at their table. And I think we've got only about 7 minutes, and we'll be starting back in here with the mayor's forum. Thank you all for staying.